Section 9. Neville chafed. No, I don't like him.
Why not?
Because he's unearthly. Selene brushed a bit of fluff from her right breast, then caught it and looked at it critically. That's not from my blouse. I tell you, the air recirculation is abominable. This Denison is worthless. He is not a paraphysicist. He's a self-educated man in the field, he says, and proves it by coming here with ready-made damn-fool notions.
Like what?
He thinks that the electron pump is going to explode the universe.
Did he say that?
I know he thinks that. Oh, I know the arguments. I've heard them often enough. But it's not so, that's all.
Maybe, said Selene, raising her eyebrows. You just don't want it to be so.
Don't you start, said Neville. There was a short pause. Selene said,
Well, what will you do with him?
I'll give him a place to work. He may be worthless as a scientist, but he'll have his uses just the same. He'll be conspicuous enough. The commissioner has been talking to him already.
I know.
Well, he has a romantic history as someone with a wrecked career trying to rehabilitate himself.
Really?
Really. I'm sure you'll love it. If you ask him about it, he'll tell you.
And that's good.
If we have a romantic Earthman working on the moon on a crackpot project, he'll make a perfect object to preoccupy the commissioner. He'll be misdirection, window dressing. And it may even be that through him, who knows, we might just possibly get a better idea of what goes on there on Earth. You'd better continue to be friendly with him, Selene.